The Magic Misfits by Neil Patrick Harris and Alec Azam. Two Gideon and Harper, who misfit together perfectly. Salutations. This is just a clever word for greetings. Do you believe in magic? Hi there. Yes, I'm talking to you. Well, do you? Do you believe in magic? If you're anything like the boy in this audiobook, you might say no. But I assure you, there is magic all around you. It's true. Magic can mean different things to different people. For some, it is pulling a rabbit from a top hat or sawing a person in half and then, hopefully, putting them back together again. For others, magic is a crisp autumn's day or a tender hug from a loved one. For me, magic can be a story, a game, a puzzle, or a surprise that takes my breath away in a single furious gulp. You see, magic comes in all shapes and sizes and colors and tastes and smells and feelings. Magic may even come in the form of an audiobook, perhaps the very one you're listening to now. Or not. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But sometimes you might have a hard time remembering to seek out the magic in the world, just like the boy in this book. You might be too busy twirling cotton candy, or too distracted by birds sitting on the windowsill, or too tired from organizing the attic to notice. But I assure you, magic does exist. You just have to know where to look. Use your nose, or your tongue, or your eyes, or your brain.